and our very special guests. Our last guests for the evening are Tom Russell, Andrew Harden, Katie Moffitt. And first, your host, Howard Lerman.
Thank you, Roz Lerman. This is KPFK Los Angeles. You're listening to Folk Scene. I'm Howard Lerman with Peter Cutler and Stephen Barker at the controls, live from Studio A. Our guests are Tom Russell, Andrew Harden, and Katie Moffitt.
The lights of the town were just shutting down. The sun was fresh on the rise. And I met Mama at the door. She'd been walking the floor. She said, "Boy, you've got stars in your eyes." But Mama, I was walking on the moon last night. And two loving arms held me tight. As the stars danced around so bright, I was walking on the moon last night.
Now Mama, she did weep, for you've been walking in your sleep. You can't keep your feet on the ground. It's not always what it seems. Young love may be a dream, and some angels fly high just to fall down.
But Mama, I was walking on the moon last night, and two loving arms held me tight. As the stars danced around so bright, I was walking on the moon last night. Oh, guitar. Of the town are glowing yellow brown, and the moon is beginning to rise.
I kissed Mama at the door, said, "Don't worry anymore. I've seen Daddy put those same stars in your eyes."
And Mama, I'll be walking on the moon tonight. Loving arms will hold me tight. As the stars dance around so bright, I'll be walking on the moon tonight.
One more time, everybody.
I'll be walking on the moon tonight. And two loving arms will hold me tight. As the stars dance around so bright, I'll be walking on the moon tonight.
That's right.
Live from KPFK's Studio A, KPFK Los Angeles, that is. Our guests are Tom Russell, Andrew Harden, and Katie Moffitt. And I must congratulate you, Tom, on your two new albums at the same time.
Thank you, thank you. It's a treat, and it feels good to have them out on a California label, High Tone. Mm-hmm. It encapsulates my catalog for the last 10 years, mm-hmm. I hope, anyway.
And The Long Way Around has a lot of live music on it, about half of it.
I think out of the, 17 on there? Nine of them are live. We cut them at Off-Broadway, a little club in St. Louis, or a medium-sized club in St. Louis about a year ago. And Katie Moffitt and Dave Alvin were nice enough to come by and lend their hand. I did some duets with Katie, and Katie sang a lot of harmony, and Dave And I sang Blue Wing and Haley's Comet. And then some of the other songs on the record were done all over the U.S., some with Iris DeMent and Nancy Griffith and Jimmy Dale Gilmore, and then some just Andrew and myself. I was just searching for the version of the song that pleased me or took me back to the feeling I had when I wrote them, I think, because so many of them were recorded over the years with an electric band, and some I liked, some I didn't like.
Could we assume then that there were a number of versions that you picked through to get the ones that are on the record?
Right. We recorded two nights in St. Louis, so I had a lot of music to listen to from there, and then we did a lot of studio stuff and different versions. You know, there are some songs that maybe people expected to be on there, or one or two, say that Navajo Rug that isn't on there, because I didn't get a version I thought topped the one that was on Poor Man's Dream, so I did a different finger-picking version and put it on the Cowboy record. But I listened for a year, really, to all the takes and took the ones that I could still stand to listen to.
Well, you know, our guests, all the recording artists, Tom Russell and Andrew Hardin and Katie Moffitt. Katie and Andrew, do you have the same problem? You're listening back to yourself, you get kind of tired of it?
It's just, I try not to listen back to myself. No, actually, that's pretty much true. I don't spend much time listening to my own records unless I'm in the process of doing a new project or a new recording of some kind, and I really want to compare sounds.
Andrew?
Yeah, I find that, you know, that's the part I really enjoy and find interesting, but by the end of a project, I find you lose all objectivity, so that's when you start asking other people what they think and stuff.
Well, I sometimes find that musicians are the worst nitpickers, something that really nobody really is going to pay attention to, they're upset about.
They're nodding and laughing in the control room.
I'm sure they are.
you're just too close to it. That's why God invented producers. He's supposed to give you the lie, or he's supposed to make up something to make you comfortable, and you're finished with this one, move on, and to help you through that process, really.
Our guests are Tom Russell, Andrew Hardin, and Katie Moffitt. How about another song?
Sure. This is another one that we did on the new record that Katie sang a duet with. It's a newer song. I haven't recorded it before. It's called Mineral Wells. And Mineral Wells is a little town in West Texas right near where Katie grew up, Fort Worth, right outside of Fort Worth. And it always fascinated me because it's a flat little cow town, probably just, a few thousand people. And when you come over the hill, say if you're coming up from Austin, you see this little town, and there's an old boarded up about 30-story hotel, deco brick hotel. And I always try to find out what went on there, and eventually I learned about the Mineral Wells Hot Springs closing down and the fact that it was a gathering place for different types of grade B movie stars back in the 40s and 50s. So concocted this song. It's a Hollywood song. It's a Lancashire Boulevard type song. Also, I read this thing in a glossy magazine years and years ago about a grade B movie actress whose name I don't remember, whom they found living on one of these Hollywood back streets in her Cadillac from one of the movies that she'd been in. The Cadillac was in the movie, and she was down and out. My daughter Shannon works in a restaurant in Hollywood and said she actually saw these two people in the song come into the restaurant, so they exist. Mineral Wells.
She was living in a Cadillac, bedded down in the backseat on a back street of the Hollywood Hills. With a shoebox museum of memories, old photos and medical bills. She'd been a great actress in 24 movies, played Shakespeare on the great London stage. Before the three husbands, six kids and bad breaks, 68 odd years of age.
Him they called Fat Boy, wore gray overalls, and he clocked in at 400 pounds. With a passion for food and film magazines, Yes, he'd been a top critic downtown. He'd seen all her movies, worshipped her face, heard her story and took her on in. Though she bore no resemblance to the star he adored, the film's over, boy, real life begins.
She told him of a fountain of youth in the hot Texas sun. It'll heal and renew us, it's somewhere west of Fort Worth. She'd met Errol Flynn there in the Crazy Water Hotel, and they danced down the street in the moonlight of Old Monroe Well. And so they boarded a Greyhound in search of the fountain, fat boy and the aging film queen. Through the great painted desert, then on across Texas, Amarillo, Plainview, Abilene.
They got off in Fort Worth for a fresh cup of coffee, caught the local to Old Monroe Wells, and it dropped them in front of that boarded up palace called the Crazy Water Hotel.
Disillusioned, they found a cheap room off the highway, drank vodka from a styrofoam cup. There'd be no healing return to the past. The fountain of youth had dried up. So the critic and the film queen held hands and drank vodka as the great Texas sun rose and fell. And drunk but still dreaming, they waltzed down the street in the moonlight of Old Monroe Well. She told him of a fountain of youth in the hot Texas dirt. It'll heal and renew us, it's somewhere west of Fort Worth. She met Errol Flynn there in the Crazy Water Hotel, and they danced down the street in the moonlight of Old Monroe. They dance down the street in the moonlight of Old Monroe Well.
Live from Studio A, our guests are Tom Russell, Andrew Harden, and Katie Moffitt. And the song Mineral Wells you just heard is on Tom's brand new album, The Long Way Around. Long Way Around. And that's on High Tone Records. And there's another album that has been released simultaneously?
Well, officially it's going to be released in September on HMG, which is a new High Tone label. A lot of blues reissues on that label, and one cowboy record, The Song of the West. But it is available mail order through High Tone or 1-800-DARK-ANGEL, our 800 number. And so we carry them, but officially it'll be in the stores in September.
That phone number is also good for Andrew Harden's new album, too.
Correct. Andy's got a record called Coney Island Moon that has Albert Lee on it and Amos Garrett, and it's all guitar instrumentals and is well worth checking out. Big splash on it in this month's Acoustic Guitar World.
Uh-huh. I want to ask you, because I know you're from California originally. You've lived in Texas before.
Mm-hmm.
You lived up northern California. And I believe
I'm right ahead of the law every time.
Now, I had this funny feeling, because I know you've been living in Brooklyn, and you kind of cringe when somebody used the term Brooklyn cowboy.
I think that's Jack Elliott. I don't know.
That is Jack Elliott. He's from there.
Never liked that. You know, I mean, I lived in Brooklyn. Really, what I was a frustrated novelist. You know, eventually wrote a novel and got it published in Norway, and then a book with Sylvia Tyson. But I went to New York really to absorb things, but to learn. I had a deal with William Morris Agency to write novels, and I got frustrated with it back in 81, 82, and started driving cab, and then whole long other story. Picked up Robert Hunter of the Grateful Dead, sang him Gallo del Cielo. He loved the song, and he hired me to open some shows with him, and I got Andy, and we both quit driving cab. But I was in New York to be a writer, but I never liked that Brooklyn Cowboy thing, because I don't think the songs I wrote really didn't have much to do with New York, except for the odd piece like Cuban Sandwich or A Dollar's Worth of Gasoline or a few weird ones. But, you know, I feel really strange. I feel like an outsider. I'm one of the only writers I know that I don't really relate to a scene very well. I mean, I think Katie is like a lot of great Texas writers. I know Katie's from Texas. I know Dave Alvin's from L.A. I mean, he's L.A. I mean, he knows a lot about the history. But I, you know, I left L.A. pretty early, and I lived in Africa and Vancouver. And, you know, I think I was more or less going out there cocking my ear to hear dialogue and stories to be a novelist and a songwriter. So, unfortunately, I mean, I wish I did feel part of someplace, but maybe El Paso Juarez. This may be the final fix.
Now, you relate to the cowboy, the Western image quite well. Is that part of your background, too?
Well, this may be semi-interesting for people. I was born in downtown L.A., and my dad, who passed away a couple months ago, was a classic Iowa farm boy who moved west to make the big time, and he became a building contractor and built half of Englewood where we lived, and he had racehorses at Hollywood Park in Santa Anita. And my brother, Pat, became a cowboy, my older brother, and he still is a stock contractor up north. So there was always that horse part of the family. One side was horse traders, the Russell side, and the Malloys were artists. My grandmother was an oil painter, and my mother was artistic. So we had both those things going that maybe centered a little bit in me, and my big brother and little sister more or less were always interested in horses. So I heard the cowboy songs from my dad and my grandfather and my brother back in the 50s. I heard him singing Sam Bass and Jesse James and all those great old folk songs. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, later on I got into country and George Jones and Merle Haggard. But he had a guitar he got in Tijuana. Old gut string guitar, and my brother sings so out of tune that I was elected to steal the guitar from him one night, and now he just recites.
Our guests are Tom Russell, Andrew Harden, and Katie Moffitt, and one of the prized things about Tom's new album, I mean, I don't need a brochure to enjoy a Tom Russell album for certain, but the picture of Andy Warhol, George Jones, and Tom Russell.
I can do a lot of things with computers nowadays.
It's a great picture.
Yeah.
What song you do next?
I think we'll do another one that Katie sang on the record with. It's called Manzanar. And we've got some other guest artists in the studio, so don't go away. I've got another great special guest artist up there. We're going to twist his arm to come down, who is also on the new record. Manzanar was a Japanese internment camp during World War II outside of Lone Pine. And I don't think there's anything left there but a monument and an old shack that they may make into a center. But I saw this book of Ansel Adams' photographs on Manzanar. I think it was the only Caucasian they let in there, and he took a bunch of pictures. So we reprised this on the new record, live, Manzanar. He said, my name is Nakashima, and I'm a proud American. And I came here in 27 from my homeland of Japan. And I picked your grapes and oranges. I made some money. I bought a store until 1942.
Pearl Harbor and the war, came those relocation orders. They took our house, the store, the car, and they drove us through the desert to a place called Manzanar. Spanish word for apple orchard, though we saw no apple trees, just the rows of prison barracks with barbed wire boundaries. And we dream of apple blossoms waving free beneath the stars, till we wake up in the desert, the prisoners of Manzanar, Manzanar. Came here from Japan, but on moonless winter nights I often wish upon a star that I'd forget the shame and sorrow that I felt at Manzanar. And we dream of apple blossoms waving free beneath the stars, until we wake up in the desert, the prisoners of Manzanar. And we dream of apple blossoms waving free beneath the stars, until we wake up in the desert, brave prisoners of Manzanar, Manzanar.
Indeed. Our guests are Tom Russell, Andrew Harden, and Katie Moffitt. I'd like to go back and talk about a project you were involved with about 3 years ago, I think, To Larry Dust, the songs of Merle Haggard. How did that come about?
Well, a couple things. You know, I took my girlfriend to see Merle Haggard about 3 years ago in Manhattan at a place called Tramps, which I tend to call it a yuppie bar, but it's not really. It's a roots bar. It's a New York bar, but it's really loud, and it was a hard place to see Merle, and everybody was talking and yelling out requests, and I thought, like, to myself, to me, this guy's, in my pantheon of my world, this guy's like Bach or Beethoven, you know, George Jones, Merle Haggard, Johnny Cash. They're all still alive. They're all still creative. They can all still sing and play and write songs, but you know, they're playing bars, some of them. I mean, good bars, but bars and touring 200 dates a year. And I thought, like, oh, there's something funny about this, you know, and they're not on mainstream radio.
Right.
And so that was in my head. And then I went, listening to a Dave Alvin, King of California session a little bit later, a great record. Mm-hmm. And Dave was singing a song of mine, Blue Wing, and I was listening, and I thought, this is the first time I've heard a link between material of a modern writer, this Dust Bowl feeling that Dave has. I don't think a lot of other people do, that it has that history in it and has that authenticity. And so Dave and I started talking about Merle, and we were talking about, well, what if there was a series of Dust Bowl songs like that Merle wrote with a bunch of singers doing them? And then we realized there weren't enough of those, because Merle did do some covers, some Dallas Fraser songs, etc. And then we just opened up and thought High Tone might really go for just a bunch of singer-songwriters doing their favorite Haggard song, like Katie Moffitt and Steve Young and Lucinda Williams. And it, from that point, it came together magically, because, of course, everybody said, wow, yeah, I love Haggard, I love this song. And Iris DeMent, I read, loved Big City. I called her up, and next 2 days later, she went in the studio and did Big City, and Merle flipped out over it. And the end of it was, we ended up playing with him at the Fillmore West in San Francisco, six or seven of us, Billy Joe Shaver and Dave and Katie and I and Iris, and it was great. It was a treat. It's one of those things that happens every once in a while. It makes you feel good about being in the business you're in, as opposed to other things.
Did you know at the time that a major label was doing this star-studded Merle Haggard album?
Dave and I found out after we were into the project, and we kind of said, well, that's it, you know, fold up the tents, move on. Lefty Frizzell tribute time. But I don't know what went down, but I put in a call to Bruce Bromberg.
Yeah.
The steel player. Yep. Not Bruce Bromberg. What's his name? Bruce Boughton. Sorry, Bruce Bromberg. He's one of the owners of High Tone. Told him what we were doing, and he called me from his car phone and said, oh, that's no problem. You know, I think he was sort of thinking like, oh, just a little fly on me. Yeah, no big deal. But then, of course, the record proceeded to sort of critically outdo the other one, and Merle was at a press conference for the other record, and they asked him what was the favorite song on the other record. He says, I'm kind of partial to Big City by Iris DeMent. And he was sitting next to Bruce Boughton, who turned beet red. And there was a lot of stuff like that. But
yeah.
Bonnie Owens also told us that when Merle heard the record, and they have two touring buses that travel around, he pulled over in the middle of the desert and made everybody get on his bus and listen to the record, and he had a tear in his eye. Whether that's true or not, that made the whole project worthwhile.
The other story was that when he heard Iris DeMent, he stopped the bus at a record store and bought all her records.
That's true, too, because Iris, and we just did some shows with Iris, and I heard a bunch of good Merle stories, which we won't get into now. But as Iris was looking around the studio at Merle, she found the credit card slip with his signature on it, with the name of her records on it. She went up to Merle and said, Merle, would you mind if I take this? And he goes, what do you want that for? Sure. So it was true, I guess.
And she sings on his record, and he did one of her songs. And
oh, yeah, and he was going to produce her Iris's last records, and then business-wise it didn't get together, but it was a great thrill for Iris and all of us, really.
The record that we're talking about is called To Larry Dust, a songwriter's tribute to Merle Haggard. It's on the High Tone label and has Tom Russell, Iris DeMent, Peter Case, Dwight Yoakam, Robert Earl Keen, Joe Ely, Rosie Flores, Steve Young, Marshall Crenshaw, Barence Whitfield, Lucinda Williams, Billy Joe Shaver, Katie Moffitt, John Doe, and Dave Alvin. And it's critically acclaimed. I hope it's still doing well out in the marketplace, but one never knows about these things.
I think it's still out there. It'll be around for a while.
I'm sure. Our guests are Tom Russell, Andrew Harden, and Katie Moffitt. How about another song?
Sure.
You want to do a Merle?
Oh! if you want one, if that's what you
want. No, like. If you feel comfortable with it.
I was going to do, actually, it's sort of like a Merle song. It's a song I wrote with Dave Alvin. called Out in California. If we get a chance near the end, yeah, I just noticed that Dave Alvin is in the studio here. It's a rare treat for us, and I'd like to do this song, and maybe I can do our new song. What do you think? And then maybe if we twist Dave's arm, we can get him out here and do the two duets we did on the album. He's all right. His girlfriend put a thumbs up, so I know that it could happen. But I'd like to do this. This has a little bit of Merle in it, Out in California. And, you know, Dave and Greg Lease co-produced my last record, The Rose of the San Joaquin. I think that, in my head, grew out of Tulare Dust, just thinking about the San Joaquin Valley. And this is also on Dave's live record, Interstate City, Out in California. I'm sitting here drinking in the last bar owner. Yeah, I'm sitting here drinking in the last bar owner. But out in California she's taking off her tight red skirt. Well, the mountains out the window, there a woman lying on a bed. Lord, the mountains here shaped like a woman lying naked on a bed. She may be out in California, but I can't get her out of my head. Out in California. Well, they killed all the Indians, they shot all the grizzly bears. Yeah, out in California they shot all the grizzly bears. She just stands by the window combing out her long black hair. If a man keeps a running, he'll run right into himself. Lord, if a man keeps moving, he'll run right into himself. She may be out in California, but she's lying down with somebody else. Out in California. Out in California. Guitar. Gonna buy me a shotgun as soon as my luck rolls around. I'm gonna buy me a Chevy as soon as my luck rolls around. Yeah, then I'll drive right back to that California town. I'm sitting here drinking in the last bar on. Lord, I'm sitting here drinking in the last bar on earth. But out in California, she's taking off her tight red skirt. Out in California. Out in California.
Our guests live from KPFK Studio A are Tom Russell, Andrew Harden, and Katie Moffitt. You are listening to KPFK Los Angeles. We're at 90.7 on your FM dial. Coming up at 10 o'clock right here at 90.7 is the California Artists Radio Theater, tonight featuring the play Hamilton and Burr. And then coming up at 11:30, it's John Brecko and Smoke Rings, the L.A.'s premier jazz program, from 11:30 in the evening until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. That's John Brecko. And our guests are Tom Russell, Andrew Harden, and Katie Moffitt. But we're joined by somebody else. Are you going to sing on the next song? Is that?
I think what I'll do first is do this song that Dave Alvin and I just wrote a couple months ago. We'll debut it here. It's called California Snow, and then we'll get Dave to sing on a couple of songs. He's in the studio, so it's an honor to have him here. This is one called, as I said, it's called California Snow, and it's through the eyes of a border patrolman down near the San Diego line, and based on a true incident. I'm just trying to make a living. I'm an old man at 39. My two kids and my ex-wife moved up to Riverside. I'm an agent on the border, drive the back roads every night. The mountains east of El Cajon, north of the Tecate line, where the California summer sun will burn right through your soul. But in the winter you can freeze to death neath the California snow. I catch the ones I'm able to, watch the others slip away. And some I know their faces, I might even know their names. I guess they think that we're all movie stars and millionaires. I guess they think their dreams and hopes will all come through up here. And I bet the weather's warmer way down in Mexico, and no one ever warned them of the California snow. Last winter I found a man and wife. It was just about daybreak, lying in a frozen ditch north of the interstate. I wrapped him in a blanket, oh, but she'd already died. We shipped the man on back alone, south of the borderline. And I don't know where they came from, or where they hoped to go. But he carried her body all night long through the California snow. Man, the things I've seen up here make me think about my life. I might go back to Riverside, try to fix things with my wife. Or maybe I'll just get in my truck and drive as far as I can go, away from all these ghosts that haunt the
California snow. And the California summer sun will burn right through your soul. In the winter you can freeze to death beneath the California snow. In the winter you can freeze to death beneath the California snow.
What a great song. How many songs have you written together?
Ooh, four or five? Five. Between the Cracks and Halley's Comet, California Snow, Out in California. Four. We're going to write one. We're going to write one in a couple of weeks.
Is there one in progress? Is that what you're telling us?
Dave's going to come down to El Paso to my new little rancho, and we're going to see if there are songs in the air down there. We want to test it out, among other things.
You ever thought about making a duet album, you and Dave?
Well, that would be a boost up for me. That'd boost my... Oh, sure. Well, let's cement the deal right here, Howard. Pull that paper out over here.
Where's Bromberg when I need him? Yeah, Bruce Bromberg.
He's in St. Louis.
He is, really.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to do that. Maybe when we've written enough songs.
Yeah, we have to get 12 songs.
There we go.
You write about one a year.
But they're good'uns.
They're good'uns.
Yeah, they're good, yeah. They're keepers. Dave Kerr, what song are you going to do next?
Dave... I was talking about Blue Wing. Dave did Blue Wing on Out in California. So maybe we'll do that. Start with that one, because we did it, performed it live as a duet in St. Louis, and then maybe we can do Halley's Comet, which we also did on the Long Way Around. But I did it. I did Blue Wing a different way on the Poor Man's Dream record, which Dave heard, I guess, down in Nashville. I did it. Went back when I had a band. Mm-hmm. Could afford having a band, so it was more like a country song. And then Dave and Greg Lease on King of California gave it a more intimate reading, which I actually liked better even. So I started doing it that way. So we did it, we performed it that way in St. Louis. He had a blue wing tattooed on his shoulder. Well, it might have been a bluebird, I don't know. But he'd get stone drunk and talk about Alaska. Salmon boats and 45 below. He said he got that blue wing up in Walla Walla, where his cellmate there was little Willie John. Willie, he was once a great blues singer, and Wing and Willie wrote him up a song. They said it's dark in here, can't see the sky, but I look at this blue wing and I close my eyes, and then I fly away beyond these walls, up above the clouds, where the rain don't fall on a poor man's dream.
Well, they paroled Blue Wing in August of 1963, and he moved on picking apples to the town of Wenatchee, and the winter finally caught him. Run down trailer park on the south side of Seattle, where the days grow gray and dark. And he drank and he dreamt a vision when the salmon still ran free, and his father's fathers crossed that wide old barren sea. And the land belonged to everyone, and there was old songs yet to sing. Now it's narrowed down to a cheap hotel and a tattooed prison wing.
He said it's dark in here, can't see the sky, But I look at this blue wing and I close my eyes, and then I fly away beyond these walls, up above the clouds, where the rain don't fall on a poor man's dream. Well, he drank his way to L.A., and that's where he died. But no one knew his Christian name, and there was no one there to cry.
But I dreamt there was a service, a preacher in an old pine box. And halfway through the sermon, Blue Wing began to talk.
He said, it's dark in here, can't see the sky. But I look at this blue wing and I close my eyes, and then I fly away beyond these walls, up above the clouds, where the rain don't fall on a poor man's dream. Yeah, on a poor man's dream. Yeah, yeah. A poor man's dream.
Wow, that was great. Our guests are Tom Russell, Andrew Harden, Katie Moffitt, and Dave Alvin. Are you going to do another song that you two wrote together?
Sure, we'll do the first song we wrote together, Halley's Comet, okay. Which is also...
I sworn we wrote five, man. I'm
the lost, the big famous lost song. It's probably the big one.
Yeah.
We could have retired if we'd only remembered. But you know what Big Joe Turner told you, Dave?
Yeah, that's right. If you can't remember it, it ain't no good to begin with.
All right. But, yeah, we had that quote in our book. That's a good one.
Yeah.
We wrote this Halley's Comet in... I read about something, a fact about Halley dying unknown down in Harlingen, Texas, down the Rio Grande Valley, and I thought about it for a long time. Another a guy, one of the first rock and rollers, dying unknown, and then Dave and I met in a hotel room in New York City and finished the song and did the song. Dave checked all the facts out too. He was on the phone many, many times talking to people who had written a couple of books about Bill. So this is the first one we wrote.
Do you know who I am? Said Bill Haley, in a pancake house near the Rio Grande. Well, the waitress said, I don't know you from Deadly. To me, you look like a one more tired old man.
Well, he walked all alone down on Main Street. Hot wind was blowing up from the south. There were two eyes staring in a pawn shop window, and a whiskey bottle lifted up to his mouth.
There was no moon shining on the Rio Grande. A truck of migrants pulled through town. The jukebox was busted at the bus depot when Haley's Comet hit the ground. He blacked out all the windows inside his bedroom. He started talking to the ceiling and the wall.
And then he closed his eyes and he hit the stage way back in 1955. As the screams of the children filled the hall,
there was no moonshine on the Rio Grande. A truck of migrants pulled through town. The jukebox was busted at the bus depot when Haley's Comet hit the ground. All right, get on.
pancake house in Texas. Yeah, orders up two cups to go.
And then he tells the waitress, you know, sugar, I just found the body of some old guy who was famous long ago.
There was no moon shining on the Rio Grande. A truck of migrants pulled through town. The jukebox was busted at the bus depot. When Haley's comet hit the ground. When Haley's comet hit the ground. When Haley's comet hit the ground.
That's how you wanted to do it on the record, huh?
Yeah.
Listen, sort of. We have time for two more songs. You feel up to it? You want to do it?
Sure. Got nowhere to go tonight, Howard. Mm. I like to say it's a rare treat to have our friends come in, Dave Alvin and Katie Moffitt, Andrew Harden on the guitar. Thank you, Dave. Don't go away now. Let me see. I'd like to do a new Cowgirl song that I have on the Song of the West, and Katie sang on it. Called Hallie Lonigan. I'll do this for Shannon Russell, who's out there, and also one of my brother's ex-wives, I believe it was the third one, Claudia Russell, who's up in Cuyama. And my brother, as I said before, is a cowboy, and they did an article on him in American Cowboy magazine, and my ex-wives were reading the article, and they all said, why didn't they interview us for that article? I thought I'd write a song for the ladies of the West. Thank you, yeah. Hallie Lonigan.
My name is Hallie Lonigan. I married Walter Jones. For better or for worse, so said the Reverend Dr. Stone. But the better times are all used up, and the worst times took control. Then drinking took my Walter, may the Lord protect his soul. Alone with two young kids to raise out on the western plain, my children harmonized with wolves and sang like the rain. But hauling hay and water were the desperate daily facts. Now the years have carved their memories in the muscles of my back. Yeah, yeah. Hallie Lonigan will tell these truths to you. Hard times, the only times I ever knew. Hard luck's the only horse I ever drew. Hard work's the only way I made it through. Then I married for convenience sake, a bachelor from in town. A half-breed named Charlie Hawk could court me on his rounds. But he'd paw me like a wolverine, and there was cheating in his blood. He fell upon my butcher knife and crawled off through the mud. Well, no one was the wiser when old Charlie disappeared. All me and them poor children never shed one single tear. We can run this place on our own, don't need no drunks or cheats. Yeah, the men, they step aside now when I walk down Market Street. Yeah, yeah. Hallie Lonigan will tell these truths to you. Hard times, the only times I ever knew. Hard luck's the only horse I ever drew. Hard work's the only way I made it through.
All right.
This land was conquered by a brave man, your history books will say. Proud men upon fast horses drove the Indian away. My name is Hallie Lonigan, and I'll have you all to know that the secret of your history is in a working woman's soul. Yeah, yeah. Hallie Lonigan will tell these truths to you. Hard times, the only times I ever knew. Hard luck's the only horse I ever drew. Hard work's the only way I made it through. Hard work's the only way I made it through.
We're going to have time for one more song, but before you do that song, let me thank you for staying over an extra day to do the program. I really appreciate
it. Anytime. We always enjoy coming out and playing and live, especially when, you know, our friends are around, Katie and Dave. Mm-hmm. So it's well worth it.
Now we have time for one more.
Yeah, I'll try to do this. Dave likes this song. It's a song I wrote with Ian Tyson but never recorded until now on the Song of the West record. It's called The Banks of the Mussel Shell. And Ian would take me out to these cabins. He keeps several cabins up in the Rockies, and he drives songwriters out there and locks them up for the night and said, when I come back in the morning, have a song done or you don't get fed. So he left me out there one night with a book by a guy named Teddy Blue Abbott called We Pointed Them North, a story about a kid from England coming over and joining up with the Texas trail herd. And I learned a lot of things from that book, including where Larry McMurtry got a lot of his ideas for Lonesome Dove. And this song came out of that. Banks of the Mussel Shell. I believe it's in B. I stare out every evening at a distant northern star. It leads us ever northward. It tells us that we are lost below the yellow snow, in a land unknown to me, 10,000 miles from my loved ones, in my home across the sea. We travel through an empty land, the benches are all strewn with bison bones that shine ghost white neath the rising of the moon, and the red wolf howls an answer as I try to sing on guard, indentured to these Texans in a land so wild and hard. When I hired on the bill to charm in the heat of the Texas sun, I was unaware of his darker side, his quickness with a gun. But I made a solemn promise, oh, I'd ride with him through hell, deliver the herd to the ends of the earth or the mouth of the mussel shell. Well, I just turned about 16 when we hit that first cow town. I drank my first strong liquor, oh, and the women spun me round. But of all the barroom angels, with their soft, forbidden charms, I was stuck on blue-eyed Annie, who belonged to Bill Ducharme. And the boy became a man that night in Annie's arms. Annie cried and begged me, beware of Bill Ducharme. We left that Texas cow town, we pointed the big herd north. But the first night when the moon was down, I rode back to old Fort Worth. They were closing up the bar room, oh, they were rolling up the floor. My heart was in my mouth as I knocked on Annie's door. And the boy became a man that night in Annie's arms. Annie cried and begged me, beware of Bill Ducharme. Old Bill Ducharme had one bad eye, and his face was a devilish red.
the result of a bygone prairie fire, when he crawled back from the dead every night in dreams. As I rolled in Annie's arms, I'd awake to face old Satan in the guise of Bill Charm. And each night across the campfire, I'd face that one bad eye. Did he know that I'd betrayed him? Had my hour come to die, one promise he made true. I rode with him through hell, delivered the herd to the ends of the earth and the mouth of the mussel shell. And the boy became a man that night in Annie's arms. Annie cried and begged me, beware of Bill Duchamp. And as we near the Yellowstone, the snow begins to fall, and soon this dreadful enterprise shall be ending for us all. It's then I'll need fast horses, all to fly to Annie's arms and stay one jump ahead of the guns of Bill Duchamp. And the boy became a man that night in Annie's arms. And he cried and begged me, beware of Bill Duchamp. Yeah, the boy became a man that night in Annie's arms. And he cried and begged me, beware of Bill Duchamp.
On Folk Scene. We'd like to turn you back over to Howard and Roz Larman. I'd like to thank Dave Alvin, Andrew Harden on the guitar, Katie Moffitt, all the folks that came down to the studio. Howard and Roz.
Thank you.
Thank you.